If you ever had a job in retail, the training you received may have only been shadowing another employee to learn the ins and outs of the cash register in the store's inventory. One local retailer, well, one of the world's largest retailers, is taking its on-the-job training out of the big box store and into the classroom. Ozarks at Large's Christina Karnatz has more.
The Walmart Supercenter on Zero Street in Fort Smith might be quiet on a recent Tuesday afternoon, but the training academy behind it is not. It is day two of school inside a classroom at the Walmart Training Academy. A group of 20 or so associates is discussing generational diversity and learning a thing or two about one another in the process. This Fort Smith location was the second of its kind when it opened at the 1st of March. The first opened its doors in Carrollton, Texas, just days prior, and a Fayetteville Academy cut its ribbon on March 18th. The world's largest retailer, based in Bentonville, has plans to open 200 across the United States by the end of 2017. This freestanding two-classroom academy is located on Zero Street, behind the Supercenter. Kelly Clark is store manager of Store 125. He says the curriculum lends itself to providing a better customer service.
Whether it be teaching things that just relates to getting merchandise put on the counter to serving our customer. As a company, we've invested a lot of money in our associates over the last 2 years.
Clark references the training program Pathways, which is designed to train employees for upward mobility, as well as increasing pay for associates, and now these academies. During its first 4 weeks, the Fort Smith location has been training Store 125's associates, which number around 450. It will soon serve 26 area stores of different formats, whether supercenters, Division I stores, or neighborhood markets. Clark says the academy's place here is simple.
Grow our associates' skill set to further their career, to allow them the opportunity to grow as individuals, to promote up, move up.
This location was chosen because it is a 224,000-square-foot prototype that has everything that Walmart has to offer, including firearms, a vision center, and expanded electronics, and its proximity to I-540. The classes started with all hourly supervisors and department managers. An academy coordinator has access to a Walmart-developed system that populates all who should and will take part. Erica Jones is a senior manager of communications with Walmart.
So, like Kelly was saying, current and future associates. So what we have currently in the store, and then as well as any new associates that come into those roles. And so once the program is fully implemented, we plan to have about 140,000 associates going through the program a year.
That's 140,000 across the nation. But Kelly Clark thinks 700 will attend the Fort Smith Academy in its first 6 months. He says this training is more structured and more interactive than the traditional training associates receive.
In the old way, a department manager would be promoted, and it was pretty typical of a store manager to just put them with one of their senior department managers, and they just kind of big brother, big sister them and teach them. And that's worked for us for years, and it's not a bad way of doing it, but think of the value that it adds when you put them in a classroom environment, and all of a sudden you've got 20 people in there, and you get the benefit of hearing the questions the other 19 around you ask.
He says those interactions make everyone a little bit better. The classes are led by a staff of 5 to 7. The academy facilitators and teachers were chosen in-house and are, as Clark says, a melting pot from all aspects of a store and even the home office in Bentonville. Edison Williams is one of two facilitation managers and comes to the academy by way of the home office where he worked in sourcing and procurement. Williams says he had thought about becoming a teacher one day.
Actually, yes. So before that role, I was on Global Leadership Development Team. I managed the new hire orientation with Welcome to Walmart, and then also facilitated leadership courses.
He says his position is the best of both worlds, operations and developing others. In addition to standard operating procedures and things like generational diversity, curriculum also surrounds merchandising, planning for the future, and engaging in all aspects of a store. Before entering the classroom, each day begins with a five and dime tour.
We go out, look at the zoning, look at the features, we check on the sales, but then that dime piece is our 10-foot attitude, where we actually greet and help and thank the customers, internal customers and external customers. So oftentimes when we go out there, we are helping customers. We want them to be able to do that.
After a week in the classroom, training continues in store with dedicated department managers. As a store manager for 37 years, Kelly Clark was a bit nervous about how associates would transition from the sales floor to the classroom. General Merchandise Support Manager Mariah Crum was a bit nervous, too.
I think everybody had their doubts going into it, just because you're like, I've done this for 4 years, I know what I'm doing. But you definitely learn more than you expect to learn.
It had been 4 years since Crum had last been in a classroom, but she says being with her fellow associates made it fun, and she's found a new inspiration.
It's nice to know that everything you do makes an impact, especially with on a developing associate level, and the importance of completing everyday tasks thoroughly, what that does for the company. It's also nice to know that they thought that it meant enough to get us out there and outside of the store for a whole entire week, you know what I mean?
Williams says it has been an awesome experience seeing the difference in his students.
A week after our first week, so about 3 weeks ago, had the opportunity to walk out to the sales floor and saw the class that we had the previous week. I went during the lunchtime and just seeing the smiles. Not that they didn't have smiles before, but I could tell, having been in the classroom and helped with the learning of others, that the confidence was radiated even more. And then they knew the investment that the company made with them.
Walmart training academies are now training associates in both Fayetteville and Fort Smith. And Walmart plans to have 200 training academies across the United States by the end of next year. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Karnatz.
I didn't know that. Y'all just learned something more about your associate that you haven't got to spend time with.